This is not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge sanctioned by the U.S. government.
Because I just went gay all of a sudden!
Weapons of class 4 and lower have been authorized for use during the purge.
There is no racial bigotry. Here you are all equally worthy.
All other weapons are restricted. Government officials of ranking 10 have been granted immunity from the purge and shall not be harmed.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
Blessed be our new founding fathers and America, a nation reborn.
Welcome!
McDonald's manager has answered that has people shooken.
They shooken.
Hey, Marco, what do you think Grimace is?
A shake?
Yeah, he's a shake.
What if I told you he's a taste bud?
Come again?
He's a taste
right.
bud. If you,
this is where I'm at with this. I'm reading this right now.
And now look at the picture that shows like an amplified view of a taste bud. It's a big purple fucking Grimace.
So
I messed up. It messed me
what
up.
What the hell? Grimace was actually the villain early on and doesn't resemble a milkshake, but he does look like a taste bud.
Yeah. Because McDonald's is tasty. He's a fucking taste bud.
That can't be real.
Nah, come on. Really? I thought it was a shake.
Yeah, but look at the tweet that McDonald's dropped a while ago, and it says taste bud in there too.
Jeez. There's some retcon. You know, if you want to get me to believe in the Mandela effect, you tell me that Grimace has always been a taste bud and that McDonald's isn't just making that shit up right now. It's kind of like somebody goes, Grimace is a taste bud. You go, really, McDonald's? No, it's not a taste bud. Is he? McDonald's? I'm like,
Yeah, it's a taste bud.
Yeah, that works for us. He's a taste bud. He reminds me of Jabba the Hutt.
I always thought he looked like one of those great popsicles without a stick.
That's what I meant. I mean, Pizza the Hutt.
Oh, yeah.
Pizza the Hutt.
Pizza the Hutt.
Hey,
Pizza the Hutt.
Let's get this started because I have a grievance to air.
Oh, well, welcome to the locker room. I'm Tom.
I'm Matthew.
I guess I'm late to the party. I'm about to get learned. Go ahead. I'm Marco.
Okay. So Sunday, I decided to watch Roger One without being
I was going to open with asking you about it because I was proud of you for going back and watching it.
Yeah, right. So I went back and watched it. I only had three beers. So it was not, you know, three beers. Like, what's three beers? Like, whatever. They were
nothing.
Spaced out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, nothing.
Right.
So, just enjoying, you know, a nice, crisp beverage.
Sure.
I watched it.
Right.
There's one part where they're on the fucking Caribbean planet towards the end.
Okay.
When they're infiltrating, right?
Yeah. Sandals and, Empire.
Yeah. And there's one scene where somebody, like, you know, gets confronted by a stormtrooper, and I forget who it was because I paid attention, but I still don't, like, I don't remember people's like characters shit. But anyways,
okay,
there.
So someone gets confronted by a stormtrooper.
Right?
Gets caught.
Yeah,
And like kneels over, grabs a handful of fucking sand. And throws the sand at the stormtrooper's fucking helmet, and the stormtrooper acts like sand just got all up in his fucking eyes. I'm like, really?
It's a reaction.
That was my big takeaway.
That was my big fucking takeaway from sober watching it.
Okay, like, right. I mean, why have the armor at all if when you get hit, you just fall over and die?
Yeah, and it never like punctures the armor. It puts like a black smudge, a
scorch mark on it.
Yeah, it's like, scorches them, and then they just fucking.
Gone. Right.
But sand in your fucking helmet? Come on. Come on.
Well, maybe it's the blunt, you know, maybe it's the blunt force from the blaster hit, from the sand. No, I'm talking from the blaster hit. You just see like scorch mark.
Okay.
It doesn't penetrate through it.
I'm just glad you made it past your anger over how far away they parked.
That still pisses me off. That was fucking stupid. Because watching it sober, I'm like, yeah, this is why I was mad. They parked so fucking far away. I get it. You don't want to land in the field, but they parked like a good football field away from the fucking field.
I don't know.
I stand by that anger. I stand by that anger. You're in a goddamn spaceship. You can park wherever the fuck you want.
I'm just surprised he saw the fucking trooper roll by. He saw the trooper grab the grenade. He saw them throw it in there. He looked at the grenade in the air. He looked at the grenade land. He had enough time to like look up at the camera. You're not gonna grab that motherfucker, kick it. You're not gonna bat that thing, swat it down, kick it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
do something, make an effort.
You know what I'm saying? Something.
You know, did it not feel like Star Wars' version of the Dirty Dozen?
Yeah. Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like a ragtag group of not so nice rebels on a suicide mission to, you know, just
yeah. And then this shit turns into fucking Star Wars Saving Private Ryan. Like, is any motherfucker gonna make it out of this bitch?
No, they all fucking died.
The answer is no.
Nope. They all died.
And then did you
the force we
and you know what? I'm sorry, if you're like you're on the beach and you're watching this, you know, blast come towards you, wouldn't you try to just like stick it in real quick? You know what I mean? To the holy hands, yep. I'd be like, let's do this real quick. Let's.
Yeah. I love that you assume seconds. You could get a freaking chub during a nuke. Like,
but they were there for a minute though. They saw it happening, and it's like, you know, you could probably make it happen. You can make it happen. You can get semi-rigid. We'll get it in.
That's a tall order.
I think we should address the
consensual or non-consensual.
Doesn't matter. You're going to fucking die, right? That's right. If you're out,
yeah, you're right. I guess.
No. Nowadays, you got to ask nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Like, this was addressed a couple of podcasts ago. So, you know
what I'm saying? A triplicate form, two forms of ID, a major credit card.
It needs to be stamped. That's right. Needs to go to corporate. Needs to be approved, and then come back to us. CC'd on it.
Speaking of not sleeping with someone, did you hear that Bette Midler? I mean, what? For those of you who don't know who she is, she's an actress soft. Who hasn't been, right? She has proposed that in order to protest the abortion bill in Texas,
sure.
That women around the country should stop having sex with their husbands. Or women Wait, around the country
I didn't,
should
I didn't
stop
write the bill,
sex.
Though. I didn't write the bill. Why am no. I being punished?
All women have to stop having sex with men until Texas changes their state law regarding abortion.
I don't see how that's even a good idea. Like, what that's going to have to. Okay, so there's you're not going to have. Oh, man, that hurt my brain. Because then there's not going to be a situation
where you need an abortion. Need to have an abortion. This is what I'm saying. Like everybody on the pro-life side's like, oh, all right, problem solved.
But why am I being punished? Like, fuck you, Bet. Like, you're gonna tell my wife not to sleep with me.
Yes,
because another state decided to do that. No, yeah. I had nothing to do with that.
Well, it's like that spicy meme I sent you guys about how women all over white women all over react when they can't kill a baby in the state in which they don't live.
No. There's a temple pole that I'm not going to touch with.
I know Thomas is trying to drag us in.
No.
I'll comment on Bette Midler.
No, sir. No, sir.
I'm staying out of that.
I'm
quicksand.
Just telling you.
I see the sign.
My own point.
It says quicksand.
There's a trap.
That's a trap. That's that guy, right? That's the fucking the bug-eyed guy that was in the chair. How does that chair hold him up? It doesn't look very. Very stable. And how are they in that big glass fucking fishbowl in the middle of space and not one laser hits them?
You know what's going to fuck with you more? Or you think it's going to be funny?
When you find out it's not Thomas, the same fish person?
It's not the same fish person. Thomas, hit him with the name of the species of the fish person.
Mon calamari.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
It's a giant fucking squid.
Yeah. Yes. It looks like a shrimp.
Yeah.
It's like a crawdad.
Is he Captain Squidsworth? I mean, what's his name?
I don't know who that guy's name is. The one in
Roger
one. I don't know who it is. I know he's blue, so he's not related to Admiral Akbar.
Akbar's more red, right?
Akbar's
he's like right
Akbar's
front,
been
yeah.
boiled already.
He's older.
This is true.
He's been boiled already.
Jesus. Wow.
Holy shit.
Melted butter.
Were you guys, Marco, do you even hop on the locker room Instagram and look at the messages we get?
Is this the one where his wife told him no?
I get hit with them, meaning like you guys go and go and go, and I hear my notification, and finally I'm like, okay, I have to take a break from this fucking tattoo, the glove, pour some ink, so I'll take a look. And then by that point I'm like 20 fucking messages behind. I'm like, holy crap.
Wait, not on our Facebook thing, on the
Instagram. Not on our private chat, on the Instagram DMs.
Yeah.
For the most part, yes, but not as much as the Facebook one. Because the Facebook one will keep it more like information that has to do with what we're gonna be talking about or subject or possible subject matter.
Yeah.
Where the Instagram is more.
No, not the Instagram between us, the ones that our listeners send to
slide into the DMs.
You're talking about like the Instagrams that might No. You're talking about, do I actually go on the actual Locker Room Podcast Instagram and look at the DMs being sent to the Locker Room Podcast? No. The answer is no.
Thank you. Everybody, you hear that? Marco does not look at those.
I do not. They can be forward to me.
No, because Matthew and Thomas are not Marco's secretary.
They have found me. So I am receiving messages directly now.
Yeah.
Including I got a joke. Somebody sent me a joke.
Oh, good. Save that for later.
I don't have one. Try it out. Oh, I do. It all depends on how much shit we want to get into. Which ones I tell.
Yeah.
Speaking
of shit that we're going to get into, we used to be like very on about, hey, we're going to talk about this next week. And I feel like lately we just kind of haven't, because the world has supplied stuff. But now the world is supplying is like fucking political shit. And honestly, I'm kind of tired of talking about it. I'm over it. I've been, limiting my own. I want to stay informed, but I'm just like limiting my own exposure to this shit.
Yeah.
It's not getting better. It's just
no.
Sure. Yeah. Right.
At some point you have to watch, you have to turn away from the car accident.
Correct. But that having been said, that thing that I sent you with the wellness camp in Australia.
Oh, I watched that.
What the actual fuck? I feel like we have enough listeners in Australia on both coasts, apparently on the West Coast and the East Coast of Australia, that we need to have somebody on as a correspondent, boots on the ground, because whenever we post shit, people are like, yep, like I will get messages. Yep. It's fucked up here. I kind of feel like we need to reach out and schedule, or one of you listening right now need to reach out and schedule that we can,
This is from my Aussie motor cop buddy.
Oh, yeah.
I sent to him, it's a thing that says people in South Australia will be forced to download an app that combines facial recognition and geolocation. The state will text them at random times, and thereafter they will have 15 minutes in which to take a picture of their face in the location where they are supposed to be.
That's called parole. That's what you do on, like when I got out, that's kind of what you do. You had to call in every day. And if they
said, can confirm. And he said, yes, mate, along with signs being placed at the front of the property. But that is only for those in 14 days quarantine after being in recognized hotspots. Up to this point, people have been forced to quarantine in Medi hotels run by the government. Medi hotel sounds a lot like prison hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Medi hotel. So the government teams up with this hotel, because now if you're an Australian national, if I've read this and understood this correctly, if you fly back home, you cannot self quarantine in your own home. Even if you live by yourself, you have to go to one of these, state sponsored,
customs for people.
Yeah, but you have to pay for the fucking stay at these fucking hotels. Yeah.
We call that a fucked up detention center
that you pay for.
That.
Right.
Yeah. That's fucked up. That is fucked up. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's like some border shit.
And the most messages that I'm personally getting from people in Australia is like, you know, thank God you got, you know, you guys have a First Amendment. We don't know what that's like because they don't have that. And don't give up your guns. That's been the main thing. Don't give up your guns.
It's Australia. Hey, is that older girl that you meet who's trying to warn you off about a douchey guy? She's like, oh, girl, don't go out with him.
Yep.
I've been down that road. He beat me.
Beat me good.
I found him with my baby cousin. After he done beat me, don't do it, girl.
Don't do it, girl.
Hey, talking about don't give up your guns. I think it may work. I think it might actually work. The gift certificate idea. I'm not trying to get people to send me money. I'm not trying to get you to send me money. If you choose to do it, that's on you, and I appreciate you. You know, it will help me facilitate this faster, this yelling session faster. But I'm just saying, in a passing conversation, in passing conversation, I actually think that the gift certificate idea, i.e. also known as Operation Marco Gets a New Gun.
My friends made me do it.
Yeah, Marco Gets a New Gun, My Friends Made Me Do It, may actually work. I may still get the look of this. I'll definitely get the look of disappointment. Really? That's what these people that listen to you want you to do? That's what they want you to fucking do with your time, is go out and buy a new gun and shoot it and then tell them what it feels like?
Yeah. Honey, it's for the show. I'm sorry, baby. It's for the show.
And then they go, Mommy.
You know, Mommy, I don't want
Mia. Mia, your papi chulo doesn't necessarily want to have a new gun. But if the listeners to the podcast want me to go bangity bang 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 until it goes click click, and then tell them what I think about it, who am I to deny the masses?
Yeah. And this is all just to avoid a headache.
It really is.
Here's the first thing.
That's why guys always try to get their guns into the gun safe before their wife notices that it showed up.
Yes.
You just have to fully dive into the whole philosophy of it is better to beg forgiveness than ask permission.
There'd be some begging.
No, not in this house. That's not in this house, man. This house, that begging could last a long time. So I'm like,
Mama got a long memory.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Whereas my wife and I were at gun stores yesterday or 2 days ago, and I was just,
God bless America. Like,
we got to get you one. You know, we got to get you one for your purse. We got to get you your own. You've been carrying mine. That's the one I used to carry on my ankle on duty. You need your own gun. And I felt like, you don't want to die with a little sissy gun. I mean, I was seriously felt like I was trying to, you need your own gun. Like, this is just such a bizarre conversation, but it's completely hilarious. My wife was totally Thomas into it. She's like, oh, yes.
Thomas in the range, like fucking Arsenio Hall. You know what I'm saying? Stop shooting that little thing next to me. What the fuck is wrong with you? Stop it. I said, stop it. He's over here. Jaboosh, jaboosh. She's like,
bing.
I said, stop it. Put that thing away. You're embarrassing me.
Oh, she wants something she's like, would it put holes in people like all the way through? I'm like, oh yeah. She's like, okay, then I want it.
I'm telling you, you gotta go with my idea. Just get a fucking old school fucking smoke wagon. You know what I'm saying? Just yeah. Exactly. Click. Like, oh.
The guns are the great equalizer, but speaking of women equalizing themselves to men, I think they may have overplayed their hand a bit on this one. And that was no better proof exists than that video you sent us, Matt.
I found it, which is interesting because I'm all, as you guys know, I'm all about the chivalry and you know brought up old school and the whole nine yards, man. But I was like,
oh my God, hold on. Let me back this up. Not only are you Mr. Chivalry, Matt and I would bust your balls for the level of chivalry that you would display because Earth. Like we
because I cock block myself.
Yeah, well, that's
true too. Yeah. I mean, because we're all chivalrous guys. Like we're, you know, I still you know sure. open doors and stuff, but there's
no, a, but there was a very like I and I think you were just culturally you were just, I'm going for well, chivalry. I'm going all in.
Well, it was yeah, it was definitely culturally, and then it was just overcompensating for like not to get too personal, but with like the my dad, you know what I'm saying? My dad and my mom's divorced.
Yeah, yeah,
for you know sure. what I'm saying? So like in thinking back and you know, not to open up too many, you know, skeletons, not too many skeletons out. But I think it had a lot I know for a fact it had a lot to do with that, but I own it.
You're
100% correct.
That's what I'm saying is you that was truly part of you. That was truly something yeah. you did. Mm-hmm. And to the point where, so when Marco sends us something about fuck it, chivalry is dead.
it's just hard. I mean, that man is like, you know, like whether you think chivalry is dead or not, sometimes somebody poses a fucking fantastic argument that just makes you go,
Yeah. So for the listeners, Marco, break down that
yes.
wonderful video that you sent.
So here I was looking through some videos that somebody else sent me. And the next one up was that video. And the video is this guy, and it starts off with this woman on a crowded bus, or it looks like a crowded subway, and she's yelling at the top of her lungs saying, you know, which one of you guys is gonna step up first? Which one of you guys is actually going to be a gentleman and give up your seat? Yeah. Which then the person narrating the video jumps in and goes, well, see, herein lies the problem. If this was 2001, every guy would be responsible to stand up for themselves and give up that seat. But ever since the Women's Lib movement, you know, got empowered to the 19th degree, and all men and women are equal, and women are equal, and they are just as strong as us, just as able as men, just as smart as men. Which I mean, that part of
not only that, but men can be women, and women can be men.
Exactly. The lines are completely even blurred. They're just complete. They're completely destroyed, and everybody is everything. So therefore, no, you don't have to give up the seat because everyone's equal, which means it's a doggy dog eat world on the mm-hmm. subway. And it's every person,
mm-hmm.
every human being for themselves. There's no, so yeah. I was like, share. Yeah. I was like, share. That brings up a very, very interesting point and a very, very interesting thought process, which is, yeah.
See, what happened was the feminists stepped up and all the feminist rights people stepped up. And then they see this happen. And so now the elderly rights people are like, sit down and shut up, Barbara. We like our.
Hey, so I got one for our listeners. So our single listeners or I'll put this to our younger crowd. So do y'all not have to pay for the dates anymore? Because let me tell you, that shit got taxing. I'm going to be real with you guys. Like yeah. from the older generation.
Yeah. So yeah. We paid for all the dates.
We did all that. They wanted popcorn. You're like, bitch, I'm broke. Yeah. Where's the movie theater?
It's still a thing.
That's a $20 bag of popcorn.
I was talking to a coworker. Men
still have to pay for dates. I'll bet.
Yeah. I know. I was talking to a coworker and she's, you know, in the mid to late 20s.
Sure. Yeah.
And was saying that she goes on all these first dates because she gets sure. a free meal and free drinks.
That's fucked up.
And
I'm
what?
That's fucked up.
I fucking knew it, boys.
So it's still a fucking thing. It's still a fucking thing.
I called them years ago. I said, these bitches are going out on these dates.
I'm just kidding.
You know why? Because I could get with that. I would, if women had to buy the first date meal and drinks, right. I would have gone out with a lot more ugly bitches that asked me.
Oh,
out.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they're looking on the, you know, the apps and whatnot, blah, blah, blah. And like,
yeah.
You know, and one tells her, you're like, what does he look like? And she goes, it doesn't matter. I'm planning my dinner. Like I'm planning my meal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's your fucking dinner plan. Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, there it is. I guess some things do not change.
Well, I had to I have to read this short little story to you, gentlemen, because it goes along with what we were just talking about, which is, and again, I've told people, my assistant said it brilliantly. If women want equal rights, they better be prepared for equal lefts, right?
Yep.
So this says, a lot of people misuse the word chivalry. I looked up the code of chivalry. There's only one part in there about respecting women, and the rest of it is medieval battle etiquette. A week ago, I didn't hold the door open for a lady, and she said, well, I guess chivalry is dead. So I challenged her to physical combat. Turns out...
Can you imagine if you slapped a fucking gauntlet, and actually not a glove, but an actual gauntlet, whack, across the face?
And he goes, turns out I'm the better jouster. Chivalry is alive, but that lady is dead. So, boys, if
so, how did that get? How did that get twisted and misconstrued over the years from the old code of conduct from medieval times to?
Because so it was how knights were supposed to conduct themselves, right?
Right.
And yeah, so yeah, when we lost the horses and the armor and the swords and the jousting, we lost all that stuff. The only thing a knight had to do to be chivalrous was still open the door for a lady, pull out her chair, put your handkerchief down over the puddle. Like, those were the things that you did.
Do you think jousting is still a thing in, like, West Hollywood? I'm just saying. I'm just asking for a friend. Who said we lost the joust? I don't know. I have no idea. I'm just asking for a friend. Is that a thing?
Could be.
So I thought that's, they're painting themselves into a feminism corner that they're not going to be able to paint their way out of at this point. Because now, like, screw it. Yeah. Yeah, and again, I'm married, so it doesn't benefit me. But you youngsters, you take advantage of this. This is your moment, King.
I had an experience in a job, and it's not my current job, in case anybody from there is listening, but where I was working with, you know, there were, you know, other women, and
other
there were other women.
Got it.
And I would be asked to help with a physical task.
Sure.
That this person got hired to do just like me.
Sure.
And I'm thinking, well, just because if you can't fucking lift that box and put it over there, then maybe you don't deserve equal pay.
I mean,
if we got the same fucking job and you can't fucking do it, I have to do it for you, then.
I mean, you're not wrong.
No. You know, it's like.
You're not wrong.
You don't get to bitch about that. If you're constantly asking me for help to physically do something, maybe this isn't a job for you.
Ah, but here's the rub. Was she getting equal pay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Wage gap, my ass. And what, you also currently work at a place that at one time allowed a woman to wander around a warehouse with pallets and racking and concrete floors and a fucking forklift in flip-flops.
Well, no, didn't allow, tolerated. You're not supposed to do that.
I understand. Yeah. That's what I meant by allowing it. But they knew and let it happen.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh,
yeah. I'm wearing a dress today and I can't go up this ladder. I'm like, well, that's your fucking problem. Maybe you shouldn't wear a fucking dress when you know part of your job is going up and down a ladder.
Right.
You whore.
No, I know what he's saying, and it wasn't because of the dress.
Once again, that's lockerroommailbag@gmail.com. Attention, Matt.
There's something to be said for that, though, because at some point, like, I was talking to somebody recently, and one generation down. You know, I believe we call those the millennials. And I had given the word misogyny came up, and you know how I love conversations about misogyny because
I found a new place to go to because massages are a thing now.
Again, yeah, I got a kink. I got a kink in my neck, so I can really use some misogyny. Like, this is really bad over here.
How do I get that happy ending to that misogyny?
Sometimes after I go running, I have to massage my knee too. It gets a little sore.
Matt. That's going to be again lockerroommailbag@gmail.com. Attention, all y'all bitches. Go ahead.
So she says misogyny, this, that, and the other thing, society, blah, blah, blah. And I won't go too much into the details or the specifics because that's not what's important. What's important was, you know, I said, well, you know, it's really just objectification. And she says, well, that's misogyny. And I said, no, it's not. And she goes, yeah, that's literally the definition of misogyny. And I'm like, it's literally not the definition of misogyny. And I can literally define it. Like, it was amazing to me how we have come to a point where narrative and story and, you know, what you think and your truth and how you feel, because later it came out, well, I was going by society's definition of it, not the actual definition of it.
And
I get what she was saying. Yeah, I get what she was saying.
I got you.
But at what point do we accept that society has a definition of something and then words no longer mean anything?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's just setting yourself up for anybody up for stepping on landmines. You know, it's like, because if you're going by the literal definition of the definition that you know, the definition that you have known, and then all of a sudden, quote unquote, society or the social norm, we'll call it the social norm shifts, and now everyone knows this to be this. I mean, you're just asking for somebody to basically, you know, step on someone's toe or step on someone's tails because they're a pussy.
But that's the thing. If for example, if you're raised that the word pussy is short for the word pusillanimous, right?
Right.
And pusillanimous, right? But if you call another man a pussy, right? Yeah. If you honestly and
It was brewing.
Him.
It was just like, oh,
fantastic. Oh.
But then if somebody comes along and says, oh, you called him a pussy. And I go, yeah, because he's a coward. He's pusillanimous. And they go, that's not what that means. And I go, no, yes, that is what it means. And that's how I meant it. And that's why I used that word, because it's short.
Right.
They go, nope. We've redefined it. It doesn't mean that anymore. And now you're offensive because you called him a female genital part. And so I'm like, no, I didn't. I actually didn't. Yes, you did. No, I like, at what point does language no longer matter? And it doesn't matter what you actually said. It matters what people feel like you said.
Right.
Since Kim Kardashian and Instagram.
That's when. That's a whole other one. Like the Octothorpe. The Octothorpe.
What?
You know it as a hashtag. Its symbol is called an octothorpe. And then when we were younger, it was a pound sign.
Pound.
Yeah, that now, was a pound. Yeah,
or number sign.
It's a hashtag, which is the whole, you know, the hashtag me too, you know, pound me
poorly
too.
Poorly named.
You
know, or, pound me too.
But yeah, so it's like, you know, that
yes,
got
please.
Twisted and devolved.
It gets really frustrating. Because honestly, and this is what I tell my daughter now, because she's going out into the real world to learn from college professors and talk to bosses and have these kinds of conversations with people. She's going to have to stand on her own 2 feet. And one of the things that, and for all our younger listeners who are just starting out in life and who listen to us because they want to learn how not to behave and make, you know,
how to make all better you good choices.
Young people who are learning from our mistakes and use this podcast as a way to make better life decisions. Like the anti-life coach.
I'm sorry. I just got like the old school film reel. This feeds up real life and you. Hi. Hello, Timmy. Oh, hi, Tom.
Right.
Hi, Uncle Matt. Hi, Uncle Marco. What are you doing today, Timmy?
We're learning about
the real world.
That's right. Well, boys and girls, let me tell you, one of the things you have to take with you is the concept of first principles. So I'm going to throw a little bit of knowledge. We're going to do a little learning. We need some like locker room podcast learning time.
What's that? Yeah, that sounds like
we need music for it. Hey, kids, Willie, what Thomas, time what's is that? It? Oh. No, but the concept of first principles, when you're learning to argue, when you're learning to debate, when you're learning, you know, the actual concept of proper argument, right? Not like No, you didn't. Yes, I did. Not the Monty Python sketch version of an argument.
Right.
And not,
I didn't.
Yes, I haven't. And also not the social media. I'm gonna type in all caps, and then when I lose my point, I'm gonna call you Hitler method of arguing.
Right.
Right.
No, I'm talking about like
or you just
lawyers,
don't get it.
Right?
Like you just don't get it.
Court of law. Okay. Where words actually mean something. And one of the concepts you have to study is first principles. First principles is the idea that you have to take your argument down to its most basic form. And I think Marco's point illustrates it perfectly. If men and women are no longer different, I am no longer required to sit down. Right?
Or to stand up.
We have to.
You mean to stand up?
Right. Yeah. To give up the seat.
Right.
And if you sit down, you have that discussion with somebody, you say, okay, fine, first principle. Are men and women different? It's your call, your move, right? Heads I win, tails you lose. Because right. either men and women are different, or I don't have to fucking give up my seat. But you can't have it both ways. And I think this is part of the argument, the younger generation, the critical thinking. Oh, take a class in critical thinking, please. All of you, take a class in critical thinking. Learn to defeat your own arguments and rebuild them better.
Yeah.
Right? So first principles, whenever you're discussing something with anybody, is what you guys agree on first. That nothing else in the argument can take place unless you settle a couple of facts first. Because other than that, you guys are just jerking it.
Yeah. And a lot of the great, you know, debaters will do that. And we'll say, you know, can we agree that 1 and 1 equals 2? Yes. Right. Okay, cool. So we have common ground. We agree there. And then you start going from there.
Yeah. And that's called establishing first principles. So I'm passing that on to you guys because that somewhat nullifies and negates or tries to negate this, you know, wiggly nail jello to a wall, my truth, your truth kind of thing. If you have common truths that are based on fact and reality, if you have first principles that are unescapable and nothing, you know, everything gets assumed off of those first principles and they cannot be boiled down any further in their estimation.
Oh, that came out of nowhere.
Oh, fuck. Sweet baby Jesus.
There was no warning. There was no warning. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
Holy God.
If, that fucking hurt.
I
mean,
I urge everybody who's listening to this podcast now. Y'all need to go and check out it and forward and fast forward until this moment. Because
just go on the YouTube.
His fucking head shake was something out of a sci-fi fucking movie. It moved and shook so fucking fast that he turned into like a fucking blur from like the hills.
37
like
minutes. Fucking,
like, yeah.
Right 37 30, minutes. 37, 38 minutes, Mark.
There was no this warning.
This was shocking.
Me too. I thought something bad was about to happen. There was no warning. There was no buildup, no little tickle of the nose, little watering in the eye, little... Oh, a little like that little pre-cum feel like, oh, I'm going to sneeze. It's going to feel good. Nothing. It was just fucking violent. Just
it looked like somebody punched you in the face, like a ghost punched you in the face.
It really did. It looked like you got fucking donkey punched by a ghost. Oh, it honestly man. Did.
All right. Well, I'm sorry about that.
No, that's
fine. Metallica guy. Donkey punch.
Honestly. Yeah, for sure. And first principles. I just think that would be really helpful to people today because that's not there. It doesn't exist. For most people, they argue over crap.
Yeah. And it's the old, like, it's like you're in like my Italian side of the family and whoever yells the loudest is right. That's not how the world works. That does not work that way.
No, it tries to work that way. And it tries to work that way on the internet, which is why I still believe that we should bring back legal bitch slapping.
There just needs to be the
legal bitch slapping.
Right.
There needs to be mutual combat laws in all 50 states. It needs to be a federal thing.
It's a pimp hand.
No, we need to have like a
only when you baby powder law.
Like it's called instant karma or sure. the shit talking clause or the you ain't on Facebook defense. I don't know, but it should be, you know, oh no, I'm sorry. He spoke to me like he was on the internet, but we in fact were face to face.
Yes.
And so I was lawfully allowed to give him one.
Yeah, there are repercussions.
I had to remind him that we are not in the Matrix, motherfucker.
I have actually been a witness and a participant in my cousin holding out his hand and baby powder going into that hand and him slapping somebody for talking some stupid
shit. No. That's a lot of buildup. That other person was like, why has he got baby? Who carries baby powder around with him? Why is
he putting this thing? He was just like saying some stupid shit. And I'll say it to my cousin now. My cousin, I just put out his hand and I was like, hold on, little baby powder and slap.
Did you guys have this like pre-planned?
I'm not gonna say that at one time my group with Al Monkey and Darkness and those guys, and when we used to go out to that one spot in Santa Monica, I'm not saying that at any point in time a couple of us didn't carry baby powder with us we also did have an understanding. At one point we had an understanding, there's a point in time where someone's saying something ridiculous, you could actually, if you timed it perfect, you could slap somebody and it was like you almost slap them into a shock, like what are you doing, like you know what you're right. The fish slap woke me up. And if you think about it, and some ridiculous shit or some ridiculous things your friends have done out in public, you're like, yeah, you know what? There was a point in time where that motherfucker, before he got too far, I could have given him a cute little, nice little wake up slap, nothing too crazy. And right. It would have shut that shit down. We were firm believers in this group of friends that that moment could be harvest. It could be utilized. And we did. And it ran rampant in that group for like a good solid year. And I remember very clearly when my cousin Monkey got me good. And I was like, yep, absolutely. You're 100% correct, sir. I did deserve that.
And then in your mind, I'm going to get you on the next one.
Yep. I'm like, you wait until this fucking giant paw covers the side of your whole head.
I don't want to gloss over the important part of that story, is that the story started
slapping in the face with baby powder?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Let's not bury the lead.
Everyone carry baby powder.
It's that the story involves Marco, Sal,
yeah.
Monkey,
yeah.
And the darkness. Darkness.
And, yeah, that's right. Like,
it sounds like a 70s Saturday morning cartoon crew that hangs out in a junkyard. Or the nickname of several mafia hitmen.
Yeah.
I got this picture. I'm going to send it to you guys. I got this picture of when one of our friends in that group, we call them Schmeagles. When Schmeagles got married and we were out on the beach together, and the way we're all dressed, we looked like we were meeting up talking about like some business. I'm going to send, it's funny you mentioned that, because I'm going to send you guys this picture. You're going to trip the fuck out.
All right. Well, speaking of blasts from the past.
Yes, sir.
We've been referencing the old podcast a lot on the new podcast because there's still a year, I think a year's worth of material. There's probably like, there's probably 35 episodes or something, like because we recorded every other week or something. But
they were long episodes.
They were two and a half hours. So it came out still like 4 hours a month, right?
Yeah, that makes
sense. Well, we used to have, like we've talked about, we used to have segments. And let me back up. So I sent you guys a little clip that I had done for the podcast. And I had sent that same clip to somebody that we used to talk about on our last podcast that we used to do, which was somebody that we were affectionately referred to as Thunder.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We talked about this.
Mm-hmm. And Thunder... For those of you that don't know, I think what we should do is we should have Scott back to recap just who Thunder was in the LA music scene.
Give us a little story of the magic of Thunder.
So Scott and I were in a band, and while we were in this band playing around the Southern California area, we were in it with a singer who was, we couldn't tell, either 100% brilliant genius or 200% insane dumbass, like crazy person, right? And part of me thinks that there were both people living inside of him, and you just didn't know which one woke up that day. Okay. Some of the ideas were brilliant and some of them were just insane. Well, he once went and auditioned for a very famous band as a joke, like as a prank on the band, and invented this character, and the band videotaped their audition. And ultimately, rumor gets back through the grapevine 10 years after he did this crazy prank on this band, through the grapevine, through Scott, that the people in this band still have the videotape 10 years later. And it's a very famous band. I won't say who until Scott's around, but that the band kept this tape of this guy's audition, and they would break it out at parties and show everybody at parties. They're like, dude, this fucking guy, like, this is before viral videos. This, you couldn't forward shit on the internet. This was like, you had a videotape and you were like, guys, I have to show you what's on this videotape. And then you would actually put a tape in a VCR and turn your TV on
VHS
and
play it for your friends.
Exactly. So this was like, that's how we saw South Park, right? That's how we saw the original South Park short.
Was
through a bootleg videotape that we all passed around, right? So that is the context of this story. Well, I was talking to him the other day about this podcast specifically because I happened to use some of his original music so that we can get around the royalty stuff with certain bands that keep telling us we have copyright claims. And rightfully so. I didn't ask for permission to do the intro to this podcast.
Right.
But YouTube is very strict on it. So for YouTube, we have different music. Well, it's because between Thunder and I, we own the rights to that music. So when I sent it to him, he goes, hey, that sounds familiar. I know that guy.
Well, you should.
And I thought to myself, I was instantly transported to 20 years ago and went, wait, is he kidding? Or is he serious? Are you pranking me or am I pranking you? I don't know what's happening here and I don't like it. But he has agreed to come on the show and talk directly to us about the Thunder story and the his adventures in Hollywood at the time.
Amazing.
So this is a man, ladies and gentlemen, who pluralizes words that shouldn't be pluralized, right? he would ask me if we wanted to go out for some fresh sushis.
All the sushis.
And get some sushis.
Okay.
He would tell us, guys, like, we're going to go movies and we're going to get some popcorns.
But there is a lot in the bucket. So it's like,
well, right. You don't get one sushi.
Would he get sushis? Would he go to the barber and get his hairs cut?
One time he cut off half his goatee, like specifically just half of his goatee, and he walked into the room with wearing just half a goatee. And we were like, dude, what happened to your goatee? And he's like, oh, yeah, so it's cool, right? And we're like, what?
No. I think you fucked up.
And that's when he goes, oh, my razor broke. And I'm like, what?
Oh,
and
no.
To this day, I don't know if he was always fucking with us or if he was dead serious. The guy went to Rolling Stones jail, bro. Rolling Stones jail.
What the fuck is Rolling Stones jail?
Rolling Stones jail is when you get caught selling concert tickets outside the venue and the band doesn't want to see you actually go to prison or jail.
Real jail,
the
cops. Yeah.
So security just throws you in a holding cell below the stage or in the back of the stage till the concert's over, and then they let you go.
Did he get to hear the concert at least? Was he inside enough to where he could hear?
I mean, you got to hear it like, give me something, you know? That's how he got to
hear, you know. Good times.
He once got interviewed by the Secret Service because he was selling Super Bowl tickets to a Super Bowl that the president was attending, only his tickets were fake.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So that man has agreed to come on the show. And I think in the interest of getting the story straight from the horse's mouth, the listeners have to know. It's not current events, but as one of our young listeners like to point out, Sometimes you get current events and sometimes you get what you get. And that episode, we might just have to give you some thunder because I literally can't God wait to hear what he's going to say. And I love the man. I love the man desperately. He's like, but he just, I can read you a text from him if you want.
We're not ready for this.
Yeah. We'll do that. And then I want to read you a somewhat coherent email that we received a couple days ago too.
Yeah. So, he says, I found this new interracial porn. This is an actual message he sent me. I found this new interracial porn. It's sweeping the nation, dude. You got to see it. I'm going to send it to you right now. Are you ready for it? You're going to fucking die. It's absolutely the fucking best I've ever seen. I'm reading it exactly. Best I do I've ever seen. Seriously, dude, I'm going to make a poster of this absolutely fucking genius. Are you ready? New text. Okay, brace yourself. Here comes. Then he sends me a picture.
Okay.
And it's a picture of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris with the words Pornhub above them. And it says, interracial couple fucks an entire nation.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. Like, I had no idea that picture was coming. I thought he was literally gonna, like, I could show you. My message response back before he sent me the picture was, oh Lord. Like,
I'm, you're bracing for like some just
right.
gnarly situation.
If there's a way to do the like head in your hands, like, oh God, no. That's what I wanted to send him. So we're gonna have to have Scott on, get everybody prepared mm-hmm. for him.
Yep.
And then we'll have to like legit have Thunder come on and we used to have Scott tell Thunder stories, man.
Yeah, it'll
be a two-parter, and then we'll have Thunder tell Thunder stories.
Tell real Thunder stories.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So, speaking of stories,
yes.
We got this email on Saturday about 3:20 in the afternoon. the subject is, and I'm going to read this as it's written, and it makes my brain hurt just even thinking about it.
This is what I thought you were talking about earlier when you asked Marco if he ever got into our DMs.
Oh, yeah. No. But this one, it's like, holy shit. Okay, so the subject is importance announcement.
Importance announcement.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Here we go. I'm just going to read it.
Hit me.
Verbatim.
Hit me. Just do it.
I just want you to know Kai wife has said, I cannot allow to have a seventh beer because of usually never have more than 2 to 3. And I am devastated. @ I'm just out here living Kai best life. And she said, no, you have to be okay living your car emoji, okayest life. And that's not fair. Like, just because I'm a lightweight doesn't mean I can't challenge myself and push my limits. Also, you should try Blue Moon Light Sky. Okay, keep you the good work. I don't even believe in one God, but fuck y'all doing the Lord's work. NK, bye. Saint Anger, not Metallica guy. Ain't making a fool of myself twice. LOLOLOLO. I read that like 4 times in a row. And you can decipher some of it. Like, some of it's a typo, you know. It's a, you know, KY is supposed to be my, you know.
Yeah, I tried to. Mm-hmm. I tried.
Saint Anger, we fucking love you, dude. Keep coming at it.
That's true. 100%.
That's fucking great. And I was like, in that moment, I agreed with your wife. You did not need a seventh beer at that time after that message was sent.
No.
You were good.
Oh man, that's not quite drunk Star Wars drunk, but it's approaching
fast. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We
haven't made any headway towards another movie watch, but I think maybe it's time we do a movie watch sober one. It might be, and you know what I was thinking? It might be something where we actually should host a movie watch and people can log on and we'll all watch the same movie, and people could go on YouTube and or Twitch and watch us talking shit about a movie.
Oh, so it'd be okay. Like live?
Yeah. I was thinking about if we hosted an event, if so of all of our listeners out there, if you would be interested, let us know. It would be like, you know, a couple bucks a piece. And
you got to pay for this shit?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's how this, that's how these things work. Yeah, so it'd be like a, it'd be like $2 a piece.
Okay.
And you can log in for the 2 hours that we're, because we have to pay for fees and all that kind of stuff.
And that's true.
We would be watching the movie and
talking shit.
And then they would be logged in and they would be watching it live, and they could make comments and stuff like that. And we could answer comments that they're
be like a live
Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah. Science Theater 3000.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Metallica guy. Mystery Science Theater 3000.
It's still on. There's a new, like,
really?
Yeah, there's a reboot version of it. MST3K. Yeah. It's, okay. It's the same robots, obviously, because robots don't age.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, Marco, what's your, do you want to open or close?
No, I'm going to slide it in the middle. I need to prep for this because remember, ooh, I said,
phrasing. By the way, okay, wait. Hold on. I want to take 2 seconds. Style? Oh, you're going to get arrested and charged with multiple counts of sexual assault? Is that what we mean by Ron Jeremy style now?
I'm sorry. Hold on a second.
That boy going to prison, by the way.
Yeah, that boy is going to prison.
Couldn't happen to nicer people.
Somebody just sent me.
But I think real quick, we're going to do this real quick. What are you watching, Matt? What are you watching on TV?
Oh, what do you mean?
So, new show. Last time you said you were watching Barry.
Oh yeah, why I had to binge through it? No, I'm done with that. I'm waiting for some shit to get caught up. So, been watching the new season of Horror Story, and one that I'm really starting to dig is Nine Perfect Strangers.
Oh, okay.
With what's her name? The Australian chick that's married to the Australian country singer. Nicole Kidman. Nicole Kidman.
Balky Bartokomus. Jesus. It was a deep cut.
Damn.
Way back for that one.
Of course I did. Don't
but be between ridiculous. Between that and just finished did you guys see White Lotus?
Not yet. That's on my
list. Oh, so fucking good. So good.
You guys watch Clickbait? Yeah.
No, I've seen it. I would just watch the trailer for it.
It got me good.
Yeah.
It got me. It's only I think it's only 7 or 8 episodes. And it got me hooked, and it spun me every which way. And at the end I was like, oh, I was wrong. I was in Vegas and I would have walked out with my fucking chonies and socks like fucking Hobo Joe. I would have bet the house and gone, bro. Mina, baby, I am sorry, but we got to move to the car because I lost the house.
I lost the betting on the show.
I lost the betting and now we broke.
I've been on a documentary kick and I've watched
my wife has been on that.
Yeah, I've watched a documentary series on the DeLorean, or I guess more accurately on John DeLorean.
John DeLorean, right.
I watched a documentary series on Monty Python.
Netflix. I thought it was on Amazon Prime, the DeLorean one.
It might be on that as
well. I could be wrong.
And I watched one on the Monty Python, which was great. It was amazing, Marco.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Okay.
It's a 6-part series. They go deep dive into that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So definitely check that one out. But then, have you guys heard of Sasquatch, the true crime show?
I think I may have seen it like in passing, looking through shit, but
yeah. Sasquatch? Let me back you up on that. Okay. Yeah, I think Margo's picking up on it. Sasquatch, the true crime show.
No, unless this motherfucker is like Detective Pikachu, where they actually have like Bigfoot over here, like actually solving crime, you know what I'm saying, in the middle of the woods.
Okay,
I'm out.
So the first thing.
Wait, is that the one with the?
Wait, hold on! Don't say anything because I'll explain.
Okay,
and if you're right,
hit me.
First of all, I want to tell you that my sister sent me this.
Basically, Matt, he's saying, don't be Thomas. That's what he's saying.
No, if it's the right one, I don't want to reveal the ending.
Oh no, I haven't. There was one that I started to watch that was
okay. Go.
It was something. It was something about like on a about these grows up in Kern County, and they
okay.
So is that one you're talking about?
Did you? How far did you get?
I think I watched like two or three episodes or something like that.
Okay, so Marco, the premise of this show,
yeah,
is an investigative reporter who has legit investigative reporter credials, like embedded with
is that what it's called? It's called Sasquatch. Okay,
okay.
He is embedded. He has previously embedded himself with skinheads. He writes exposés for magazines. The guy clearly has.
He knows his
chops. Resume. He's got some
chops. Yeah. He knows what's up.
It starts with him being interviewed because he was nearest I could tell, he's researching another journalism piece on illegal marijuana growing farms in Mendocino County in the Emerald Triangle in Northern California, which if you don't know, Northern California is one of the biggest. I mean, they don't call it the Emerald Triangle for nothing. That's just huge pot farms up there. Right. Yeah. And this guy says that he was hanging out at this cabin with the pot farmer who owned the farm, and that these farmhands came in one night. It was a dark and stormy night kind of a thing. And these farmhands come in and he's like, they're freaked out. He's like, dude, they were sketching big time. And I'm laying on the couch and I'm freaking out because they're sketched out. And I overhear him saying to the farmer's like, well, did we get ripped off? And the guy's like, I'm telling you, we didn't get ripped off. All the pot is there, but the guys aren't. And he's like, what do you mean? He's like, they were torn apart by Bigfoot. And so what this guy was literally telling the guy who owns the marijuana farm.
Coming in? Yes, oh, there is before?
Yes. That three pot farmers out in an illegal marijuana grow were torn limb from limb by Bigfoot. And this guy's like, I need to go on an investigation and find out if this really happened. Like, are there really three pot farmers that are missing and their bones are in some Bigfoot cave somewhere? And it's literally him. The parade of stoner fucks that they.
It's pretty strong. It's pretty fucking strong. It's great.
My wife and I are watching.
I'm gonna have to go back and finish it now because I got sidetracked by something else and I was like, I can take it or leave it. But
that's the thing. It's really like there is no suspense in it.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm just warning you. Watch it from the perspective of like part of me is like, okay, did this happen? Because I just sent you guys the pictures. If you look on our comment, our show chat thread. These are the latest pictures of Bigfoot, ladies and gentlemen, that the sheriff's department is confirming that somebody took in their jurisdiction from a lake. Like, I don't, you know, it could be a hoax. It could not be. I don't have any proof one way or the other. I'm just telling you that.
Man, that's the Dread Pirate Roberts.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
All you should beware.
So every time, twice on Sunday. So I feel like I should post these pictures on the locker room Instagram of these real quote unquote pictures of Bigfoot.
But the whole fucking thing that says the sheriff's department just validated the photos.
Right.
Hey, well, they're real.
And sure, the finding Bigfoot team has been deployed to Highway 182.
Right. First of all, is that the sheriff's finding Bigfoot team? Like, what the fuck? Does the sheriff's department actually have a finding Bigfoot team, or is this like some freaking A&E after dark reality show called Finding Bigfoot team? Like,
you know what's going to happen is one day some motherfucker in a stupid fucking Halloween costume is going to be fucking shot because he's being funny walking around in the woods dressed like Bigfoot, and some good old boy with a six pack in him and a 30-06 and be like, I'm bag this motherfucker right here, and someone's going to get hurt.
This just looks like somebody in a black hoodie.
I don't know what it is, but it there's a one point it's too the whole entire body is obviously when you see the sunlight covered in hair, it's too uniform to be anything other than a bodysuit, and it looks like it's got the sheen of hair, but it doesn't look like one of those cheap gorilla suits. Like that's
it
like a
doesn't. But also, like if you're a creature that's living in these woods, And I guess I just fucked up my own argument because I'd be like, why would you have black fur? But then there's like, there's fucking bears.
Black bears.
Hey, look, yeah. This is some North Face fucking REI shit. Right? Everyone's like, oh, it's Bigfoot. Eh, this motherfucker's just out here in the cold fucking hiking, you know? Look at the last picture. Look at it. Bigfoot's got ass.
Okay, now wait. Go to that thread where you just sent that, right? Uh-huh. With those pictures. Uh-huh. Look at the post that I sent just before with fucking Grimace. Tell me that couldn't be Grimace out there diet.
It could be Grimace. He's out walk. He's out for a nature walk. He's getting thin. He's out
for a nature walk.
He's getting thin. I'm just saying that I like, hey.
Hey. Just go to the Insta real quick and see what I just sent you guys right now, though.
That picture is fucking fantastic.
No, not the mob picture. I know, yeah.
Which one?
Yeah, the mob picture. On the us three Instagram one.
Oh, Instagram.
Instagram, yeah. Just open that. Okay. Y'all stand by. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Thomas, you want to describe that?
I'm going to tell you right now, this is if Winnie the Pooh was a transgender chola.
Absolutely.
And it says Winnie the Puta.
Winnie the Puta.
That's amazing. Is that the joke that they sent you?
Look at Piglet in the back trying to holler at her. She's even holding a cigarette.
Mm. He's all. Oh, okay. Right. By the way, did you see that picture I posted of the desk that got shrink wrapped?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. 100% was taken at my work. I took that.
Really?
Photo. Oh, I shit. Took that photo. I have no idea who the old man he pissed off was at work, but I will now be 100% nicer to all of the old men at work. By the way, I want to give a shameless plug. If anybody wants to know what I've been working on since changing jobs and moving up here, go to warcat.com and you'll get to start to see the previews of things.
But you say whorecat?
Whorecat. No.
Whorecat.
With a C, a C with a C or with a K. Are you saying whore?
Are you saying
or
whiskey?
Whoa. Whore.
Whorecat.
Whorecat.
By the way, Matt, thanks for sharing the picture of the two sisters, like the one trying to get into the bathroom after the big one when she shuts the door on her.
Oh God, fucking savages.
Oh my God, dude.
That video, holy shit.
Timed it and everything. Bam.
Yeah, and a little smile afterwards. She knew exactly what she was doing. She knew exactly. All right. Let's get into some jokes and then freaking wrap this shit up. We're getting short on time, gentlemen.
And long on stories.
Yeah. Did you know that the swimming pools on the Titanic are still full even after it sank?
Yeah, that one took a second when they sent that to me. A woman goes to a psychic medium and the psychic medium says, "Your husband will meet a violent end." And the woman says, Yeah, but will I be convicted?
Wow.
Go ahead, hit it.
I'm gonna hit you with the one that our listener Ryan sent us. And Ryan, I'm gonna try my hardest here. All right, says due to complaints, Hawaii has passed a law that you're not allowed to laugh above a certain decibel. It's an aloha.
Jesus.
Thank you, Ryan.
Lance. Is a very uncommon name nowadays. But in medieval times, people were called Lancelot.
Oh, wow.
Man.
Oh, that's where that went.
Oh. Oh, that hurt.
I think I'm dumber from having listened to that joke. Jesus Christ. Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
Wait, you don't have anything else you got for me, Mark?
What? No, that was it.
No, he shot a shot. That was it.
That was my wad.
All right. I'll see if I can get you another couple. Here we go. What did the clitoris say to the vulva?
Oh, Jesus. Wow. Here we go.
I mean, diving right
what
in.
What did the clitoris say to the vulva?
It's all good in the hood.
Jesus. Oh, my God, dude.
Oh,
What do you call a person who says they don't masturbate?
A liar.
A liar.
Exactly. Oh,
I just heard that before. Yeah, yeah, I was just going off.
Why is sex like a burrito?
I don't know.
If you unwrap it, that baby's in your lap.
All right, that's fair. That's fair. I will not argue with that.
These are all just terrible now. These are really bad. Okay, I'll give you one more good one.
One more, and then we're out.
What did the banana say to the vibrator?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. What?
Why are you shaking? She's going to eat me. Yes.
There we go.
He sticks the landing.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, all right. Well,
If you need to get a hold of us, where it's going to be, again, lockerroommailbag@gmail.com. Please send us your Dear Abby stories or your Dear Locker Room stories. And if you got any jokes for us, just make sure you put it in the subject line. Also, our phone number is 626-692-5122.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best way to get a hold of us. There's also, obviously, Instagram. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Please don't forget to tell your friends about us. And actually, don't tell them about us. Just tell them to listen, and then don't warn them. And then
there you go.
Then just get their reaction later and see.
That is correct. Yeah.
Also,
just put this podcast on in a family car ride.
Yeah, just put it on. Yeah.
If any of you Uber, if any of you guys actually drive for Uber or Lyft, just put us on. You know what I'm saying? Drop us on there, and see what happens. Get some reaction videos.
Yeah, that's right.
And then
progress is being made on the locker room shirts. Just keep your eyes peeled for those.
Yeah, and also to any of our listeners over on the East Coast in the Sydney area, or that time zone, you're 17 hours ahead of LA time. If you want to come on and give us a little boots on the ground, because like right now, as we're recording this, finishing up at 9:45 in the evening is 2:45 the next day. Right. In the afternoon, so that could work out good. So any of our Australian listeners, hit us up, send us an email, and we'll I'm dying to hear.
Great. Well, okay, until our next episode, we'll see you in the locker room.
See you.
Bye. I'm the one for you. I'm the one you do.